God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior, was born on Christmas Day.
Getting ready for Christmas, that Christmas itself gets lost in the shuffle. Sometimes that Christmas story is repeated so often and in so many different ways that somewhere along the way the story seems to lose its importance and we miss the wonder of the announcement of the angels. I invite you to watch this video and you'll see what I mean.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Like the characters in that classic Christmas show, we often miss the miracle of the events that we call Christmas. We start to look for elaborate special effects. We want to find the perfect Christmas tree. And we forget that the events and the words of that very first Christmas came to a few very ordinary people. Most people missed it. People like us. However, there were a few people who got the message. And not only did they get the message, but they were changed because of the message. People like Linus, who was willing to let go of his security blanket when he was speaking the scripture. People like us, who are willing to let go of those things that we hold on to when we hear the message. People to whom God had promised redemption and salvation, people who were trusting and waiting for God's promise to be fulfilled and made evident. God sent the angels to give the message to the shepherds. God's promise had been fulfilled. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, 15 to 20, which follows up with what Linus was saying, goes on to say that not only has the Messiah been born, but the shepherds were the first to see him. Listen to God's word. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. All of the angels of heaven came to the shepherds, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace to men on whom his favor rests. The angels. There's some misconception about angels. I want to clear some of those up today. First of all, angels are messengers who are sent directly from God. Angels are not people who have died and now come back to earth in another form. Angels are beings who are created with the sole purpose of worshiping God, delivering God's message, and caring for God's people. There's examples of this all throughout the Bible. Some examples in the Old Testament are when an angel ordered Abraham to refrain from killing his son. An angel fed Elijah in the desert when he was running from Jezebel. Psalm 91 tells us that angels are given the tasks of protecting the faithful in all their ways. An angel was sent to Gideon when he was threshing wheat in a wine press, and the angel told Gideon, The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Three angels appeared to Abraham as guests and told him that he and Sarah would be parents in their old age. Those are the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it was an angel who told Zechariah that he and Elizabeth would have a son in their old age. It was an angel who told Joseph to take Mary and the baby Jesus to Egypt to escape King Herod's wrath, and it was an angel who rolled the stone away from Jesus' grave. Those are just a few of the examples. Many times, when angels were involved in the lives of people, they began their conversation with the words, "Don't be afraid." That would have been an appropriate greeting. I think most of us would have been terrified and unable to move or speak if an angel of God appeared to us. Michael is the name of one angel in the Bible. His name means one who is like God. It was Gabriel, another angel, who appeared to Zechariah and to Mary and Joseph. And Gabriel's name means warrior of God. Neither Gabriel or Michael are described in the Bible as beings who we can ignore or disregard. In fact, both of them are described as powerful and to be treated with the utmost respect. Luke says that the shepherds saw a brilliant heavenly light, and the glory of the Lord accompanied the angel's message. And the shepherds were understandably terrified, even as the angels declared the presence of the Christ child. The shepherds decided, in light of what they just heard and saw, that they would be obedient to the message that they had heard and go and see this thing that the Lord had told them about. The shepherds are the main point of today's message. They're also a very important part of the Christmas story because their position in life, being shepherds, was the same position that the Messiah, the Savior, would claim for himself. It's no coincidence that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, was greeted first by people who lived as shepherds. These shepherds were Israelites. They were waiting for the salvation promise of the Lord. They were devout followers of God. The shepherds were anticipating the Savior. So when the angel of the Lord spoke, the shepherds were already prepared and ready to receive God's promise and to rejoice at the good news of the fulfillment of God's promise. These people, these shepherds to whom the angel appeared, they were humble men. They were humble in heart. They knew that because of their occupation, other people did not respect them. They knew that because they were seen of such little value in society, they were not allowed in court as witnesses. Because of the nature of their work, they were not even allowed in the temple to worship. They did the dirty work. These shepherds were considered outcasts. In the Israelite society, cleanliness really was considered godliness, and the Israelite people were constantly concerned with keeping their hands clean. Because of their work, the shepherds could not possibly stay clean. These particular shepherds not only did the work that nobody else wanted to do, these particular shepherds were working the midnight shift, the shift that nobody wanted to work. These shepherds suffered outrageous put-downs and insults because of people's prejudice against them. They were followers of God. They hoped that God respected them, or at least understood why they weren't able to worship in the usual way with everybody else. They tended the temple sheep. These were the sheep used for sacrifices for people's sins. As I think about this, it seems to me so very unfair and unjust that the very individuals who were responsible for raising and protecting the sacrificial lambs for the temple in Jerusalem were themselves excluded from the temple because they were considered ceremonially unclean. But God sets all things right. God chose the shepherds to be the only witnesses to the angel's heavenly announcement of the birth of Jesus. It was to these people, to these shepherds, the ones whose society and the religious people rejected, it was to these people that the whole host of heaven appeared. All of the angels of heaven came praising God and saying to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." What an honor they received. God's favor rested on the shepherds. These shepherds were the first to worship the good shepherd, the one who would lay down his life for them, for his sheep, and for the world. Jesus was born to be the Lamb of God. As the Lamb of God, Jesus was destined to be sacrificed and to die for the sins of the world, and to die for these very shepherds as their Savior, as our Savior, as the Savior of the world. It would be Jesus himself who would do the dirty work of dying for our sins and taking our punishment on himself. As I think about this story, I think perhaps these shepherds who cared for the young lambs, lambs who were being prepared for sacrifice, perhaps these shepherds who sat through cold, dark nights in the fields, awake and always alert to guard and protect their flocks, perhaps these shepherds might have also been ready to see the caring and merciful heart of God, who would be willing to give his only Son, the perfect Lamb of God, as the sacrifice for all people. It's amazing to imagine what the shepherds felt and thought as they began to realize they were not cast out. They were not forgotten by God Almighty. What a sense of hope God had given them to share. God gave them a sense of self-esteem. God gave them a purpose in life. And so they went and told other people about their experience. They told other people about the truth of God's message through the angels. They had a reason for living. You have a reason for living too. You have heard the declaration of God's love for you. You have heard of God's offer of a new life and a new relationship with him through Jesus. You have heard the invitation to worship this shepherd king. You have not been forgotten. You have not been cast out by God. What a message of hope you have been given to share. The Bible says that the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God. They went back to their fields. They went back to their flocks. And they went back celebrating God's personal love for them. The shepherds did not become priests in the temple. The shepherds did not travel to exotic countries and become missionaries. They went home. They went back to their jobs and their families and their homes, and God continued to work within them in the ordinary business of their lives. They spread the good news of God's promise of salvation being fulfilled, and everyone was amazed. That's our job too. God's word comes to us through the Bible. We are still told today to go seek Jesus for ourselves. We are told today to tell that message to as many other people as we can. That's our families, our friends, our neighbors, the people that we work with, the people that we go to school with, the people who are living on our street and we talk to every day. We're told to spread the message. Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting for that day when God the Father has decided that Jesus, who is God the Son, will return. Jesus waits for us to trust him with our lives and with our souls. Jesus will be coming as the just and righteous King to separate those who love him. Love him enough to trust him with our hearts and with our lives. From those who don't. You may or may not be ready for Christmas, but make sure that you are always ready for Jesus to return. God's message of love and understanding for you comes to us through the shepherds and the angels. You are not an outcast in God's eyes. God thinks you're worth knowing. God thinks you're worth loving. The Holy Spirit opened the ears of the shepherds to listen to God's word, and their lives were changed. I pray that God will open all of our ears to God's word. When the angels said, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people, a Savior has been born to you. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to whom his favor rests." That's God's word to us as well. What an honor it is when God sends his Spirit to make his word known to us and then refuses to leave you alone. What an honor. God thinks you're worth knowing and loving. Jesus will walk with you through the pain and the grief in your life. Jesus will help you to face your fears and let go of your worries so that you can trust God to guide you. God promises to help you to keep your decisions in line with God's plan and God's purpose, especially when you don't know what to do or how to do it. I've found that faith is when I let go of my worries and trust them to God. And then with my hands free of those worries and concerns that I didn't have any control over anyway, I can obey God. I can take myself in hand and obey God. I can trust God as he leads me in the ways of peace and hope and love and righteousness that can't be shaken, and into a life that is abundant and worth living. I've also found that sometimes it takes a little while to let go of the habit of worrying about myself and other people, and to trust those concerns and those people into God's hands, God's very capable hands. But that's part of faith. It's part of standing on God's promises. As you read through your Bible, just a chapter a day, you will begin to see God's promises throughout the Bible. One of my favorites is in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The angels have announced the message to us. Go to the Savior. Go to Jesus. You won't find him as a baby in a manger. You won't find him on the cross or in the tomb. Jesus is here. Jesus' purpose has been completed. Jesus' work is done. Jesus is waiting to receive you. Just talk to him. Talk to him like you would talk to a friend. Tell him what's on your mind and in your heart. Believe in Jesus enough to talk to him and ask him to set things right between you and God. Receive his peace. Receive his favor and his blessing on your life. And then, with God's hope and courage living in your heart, carry on day by day. Believe and glorify and praise God for all of the things that you will hear and you will see as you stand firmly on God's love for you. We have a message to tell. We have God's love to share, just like the shepherds. And my hope and prayer for each one of you, for all of us together, is that God's amazing grace and God's amazing presence will become so much a part of our hearts and lives and make such a difference that people will see God in you and you will be able to see that God is real, and they will turn to people, they will turn to Jesus as their Lord and Savior because you have been obedient to God. Glory to God. Amen.